two things I wanted to talk about. Disciples, they left all. They left all. They left it all. And also, if you can learn the code, it explains everything. If you've always had questions, learning the code will explain it all. Somebody today asked me, she said something about marriage and stuff. And I tried to explain that when you tie down here, tie into the system, anything you do down here, anything you agree on, you're in agreement with, it affects you. We're talking about the in-laws and outlaws. She said, well, but if you agreed to it before, I said, well, you can say that. And I understand what you're saying, but things still happen. You know, in-laws, outlaws, mother-in-laws trying to get in. And if the spouse doesn't have your back, you know, they put their family first. But when you leave all, I was trying to tell her, there gets to a point where you just leave all. Your culture background, your bloodline background, all the disciples left all. They left. He said, come follow me. Don't look back. Those people are tied to the system. If you really want to be a disciple and to learn, you leave it all behind, you know? What's funny is, once you leave it all, you realize it was all vanity anyway. It's a machine. It's a machine. The spirit walk is outside the machine. And if everybody around you is in the machine, and you step out of the machine, they think you're crazy. But you're no longer in the machine. Look, let me explain this. Okay, what is a machine? It goes around, you know, I calculated today, if somebody says, how old are you? I'm going to say 20,000 cycles. Everything's a cycle. It's a machine. It's a repeat. Your car runs 2,500 revolutions per second or per minute, I think. Per minute, yeah. RPMs, 2,500 RPMs, revolutions. It's a machine. When Ford Motor Company said, let's put the women on the machine line, on the line, you know, the assembly line, why did they say that? Because they knew that the woman likes the routine. They knew the woman likes to be in a place, she likes her house, she likes to be in a box, her house. She likes her routine, she feels safe in a box. Why? Because she's got a box. The man wants to take a sword or an arrow or a spear and go out with a spear and hunt the food. The woman likes to be in the box. So the female has a box. The male has a tool, so he likes to use a tool. He likes to use a spear to pierce and bring home the prey. And then she likes to be in the box house because she's got a box. And she likes to cook, you know, prepare the food for her family in her little camper, apartment, mobile home, house, trailer, whatever you want to call it. She likes the box because she's got the box. The man likes the tools because he's got a tool. You got the male and the female. When you go to Home Depot or Lowe's, you got male and female. This is the secret. The letter M is water. Go back to the Phoenician script. Type in M. The letter M is water. It doesn't matter what you look at. M is water. The letter A is the bullock or the blood. The blood sacrifice. A looks like a temple. And it also, you got an A-frame roof to cover you, the blood covering. The letter A is the blood. If you cut the top part of the A off, it looks like an altar where they did sacrifices. The letter A is the blood. So M is water, A is the blood. So when the baby comes out, it comes out through the water and the blood. Then it says Ma, Ma, Ma. When you learn the code, you see through it. It's a machine. Mother Earth is a machine. Mother Earth is a cycle. Everything's a repeat. Everything's a wash. Everything's... Eve has a 30-day cycle. That's why you have to pay your power bill every 30 days. Your rent, your mortgage every 30 days, because it is the cycle. Eve, the mother of all living. Eve dropped us down into cycle, dropped us down into time. That's why in her body she has time. That's why she likes routine. And when the man breaks a routine, she gets, something happens in her mind. She's saying, what's going on? You know, why'd you break a routine? It drives her crazy. Why'd you change your routine? What are you doing? Is there another woman? What's going on? She goes crazy. Because she thinks in your routine. The man, when they try to put the man in the box, think about the carpenters and the painters and the independent contractors, and they try to put us in a box, we get mad. Get out of my box. I don't want to be put in a box and stuck. But the woman likes a box. The man likes to go out with a spear and hunt some fish. The fish is the shape of the vesica piscis. It's the shape of the vagina. The one and the zero in computer language, the zero is the woman, the female. The one is the male. Why? Because the zero looks like a hole. The one is that represents the male. It's the code, people. It's in, you're in a machine. The only way you're in a machine, you're in an AI program. The woman, it says, look, the Bible tells you this is what's going on. Let the younger women marry, bear children, guide the house, give none occasion for the devil to speak reproachfully, for some have already turned aside unto Satan, running from house to house, speaking things they ought not. What does a computer program do in the background? A daemon program, running around from here to there, going here, going here, going here, going here. A demon program. They're running here, running here, running here, running here. It's a demon program. She goes from house to house speaking things she ought not. Demon program. Running the streets. Demon goes back to AI program. Demon goes back to algebra, algol. I had a sister in Christ. Now when I talk about this, there's, you know, the born again women, they have the Spirit of God. They've escaped. And some of the men are just, if the man's not born again, he has the AI program. We're all born in sin. We're all born in the AI program. We're just running on a program. You know it's a program because all the dogs bark. It's their program. All the cats meow. It's a program. You look at the animals and you know all the animals are running off a program, because no matter which cat you go face off with, the cat acts the same. No matter which dog you face off with, the dog acts the same. No matter which Jezebel you face off with, the Jezebel acts the same. No matter which Delilah you face off with, Delilah acts the same. It's a program. You were born in the machine. Now, what's the purpose of the machine? Well, the machine is M-A-C-H-I-N-E. Ma, C-H, church, N-E. Moving you from the Ma creature, moving you into the Spirit, and you see the church age. You see the elect. N-E. E is spirit. The letter E is spirit. Actually, the letter E is the hidden hand for the alphabet and everything, really. The letter E is the hidden hand. Anyway, long story short, if you learn the code, you can actually see this machine, and you're born in the machine, and you know the woman is like the machine part of the equation because she pushes out the baby. She takes in the seed, turns it over, cognition, births it. Your mind, you take in the information, you turn it over in your mind, and you birth it. The cogs of the wheel, cognition. The cog is the wheel, the machine, the wheels over and over, over and over and over and over and over and over. And so, how old are you, books? I'm 20,000 cycles old. Or so, somewhere around in there. What does that mean? What do you mean cycles? Every day's a repeat. It's a cycle. I should have already learned all these lessons a long time ago. I had to go through 20,000 cycles to understand all this stuff that I'm telling you right now. Well, I'm only on 10,000 cycles. Well, the cycle is to teach you. The cycle is to cut out the old flesh mind. The cycle is to birth in the spirit. Because you cry out to God, because the machine is cutting you and kill. You're in the cube, right? When the baby, when the woman's getting ready to push the baby out, it's pain, right? So you're pushing out the baby. You're listening to my channel. You're saying, "What is he talking about?" I'm trying to wrap my mind around it. I'm telling you so plainly. It's hard to even get any more clear than this. Just like the woman receives seed through the vulva, which means turn, it goes into the womb. The womb represents the grave, death. The womb of the earth. The seed goes down in the womb. There's a conception, concept. Then there's a birthing or reproduction, produce. So it's the same with if you're a farmer, you make produce. If you work at a factory, you make products or produce. If you work at Amazon, you send out the products, produce. If you go to a Coke machine and put a coin in, which is coitus, you get the produce out of the bottom. The Coca-Cola comes out the bottom. You stick your hand down in the bottom and pull the Coke out. It's just like the baby coming out. They stick their hand down there like the baby's getting ready to pop out to catch the baby. It's a machine. The woman represents the machine. That's why Apostle Paul said what he said. They go around from house to house speaking things they ought not. Let them be keepers at home. Let the younger women marry, M-A. Let the younger women marry, bear children, produce, reproduce. Be keepers at home. Learn not to be idle and tattlers and busybodies going from house to house speaking things they ought not, because that's the AI program of the demon system. They're running around from here to here to here to here, 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 here. Just like a demon program in a computer. A daemon, it's called daemon for a reason. D-A-E-M-O-N. Running from house to house. Boom, boom, boom. The demon program in the computer is going from here to here. It's running around like a machine. Machine man. The programmer is sitting there programming the machine. The machine, the computer. The programmer's programming it. And the computer is just doing what it's told. This is how the witches do what they do. When you stick your hand or your foot into the King of Tyre, the kingdom of darkness, you better be ready for the machine to start to doing its thing. When you set up, when you start to walk in the Spirit, you're outside the machine. You don't concern yourself with things down here. He says, be my disciple, forsake all. Hate everything, even your own life, to follow me. So when you leave all, you're leaving the machine. So today when she was asking me, I thought, should I even try to explain to her? When you tie to the system in any way, shape, or form, you're tied to the machine. It's better off, I told her, I did say this, I said, you're better off getting married when you're 18. You'll go through that process and get it all over with for the, you know, while you're young. And then as you get older, you know, what happens is they grow together, they grow apart, they grow together. If they stay together all their life, they start to even look like each other. They start to talk the same, sound the same, look the same, oneness. When you got the Jezebel who doesn't want to take the man's last name, when you got the Jezebel who wants to usurp authority, when you got the Jezebel out here in the corporate system, you can know for sure they are the AI machine. It's not, and the Bible's the truth. There's no exception. Trust the word, not your understanding. So when you go out here to the corporate system and you got this female trying to be the CEO, she is the hive. She has a Jezebel spirit. Let not a woman teach or take authority over the man. She is Jezebel. And you might say, well, she doesn't seem like it. Doesn't matter what it seems. It's Bible. You can't change the truth. Because it's written. It's coded. It's encoded. Something happened with her when she was growing up where she ended up hating men. She hated authority or whatever. She is the machine. The box is her domain. The man's domain is the spear. He takes the spear and throws it at the fish to catch his food. The fish is shaped just like the Vesca Piscis for a reason. It's shaped the same shape as the vagina. Fishing for men. Jesus says, I'll make you fishers of men. Disciples, follow after me and I'll make you fishers of men. So when you're playing a football game and you score, the man's trying to go to the goalpost. It's got two uprights. He's trying to score. He's trying to kick the football, which looks like a Vesca Piscis, through the uprights. He's trying to score. It's encoded in the sports. So the man's trying to score with his woman. That's why they call it score. That's why there's two uprights. Look like the legs. And the football has to go in between. Hockey, same thing. Basketball, same thing. All of it's encoded, the male and the female, which represents the seed of the Word of God going into the womb of your heart to create a birthing or a new birth until Christ be formed in you so you can push out the baby and it's Christ. And then you leave the machine, you leave the AI program, doesn't matter if it's a male or female, you leave the AI program, you become aware of your own thoughts. You don't follow the world system. You don't just follow like a habit or a routine or whatever. You know what you're doing in your inner man. You don't have to follow, but you lead the machine. You don't follow the drama, the Dracomod drama of the system. D-R-A is Draco. Look it up. Just type it in etymology. Draco. Devil. Ma is the earth plane. You don't have to be a part of the drama. The Draco Ma drama, running from house to house, speaking things they all not. You don't have to be a part of that. But you do have to be a part of it if you are still in it and you're controlled by it. You can't cut the music off. You can't cut the TV off. You can't cut the noise off. You can't cut anything off because you're not your own. The music is just repeat mantras of the world's lies that they're trying to bombard and put in your brain. It's a mantra over and over and over and over and over. They want you to believe that lie through that music. The devil's mantras is the Gentile music. It's an AI machine programming you to think like the world, the flesh, pro life, and they want you tied into it, and they want to send you emails and notifications and everything so that you cannot escape the machine. But the only way to escape, you can escape it with Christ help, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Another brick in the wall, another lie, another lie, another lie, another lie that you've put through that repetitive process of believing your culture lie, your bloodline lie, your music lies, your media lie. You believe all those lies and they're boxing you in one brick at a time. And so when you step out of it and you see it for what it really is, and somebody in the real world comes up and says something about marriage, and you try to explain to them what really marriage is, it's part of the machine. Marriage is not a bad thing, but usually one or the other one, if both could walk in the Spirit, you'd have some. But if you think about it, your human body's got teeth. What's the teeth for? To eat something, to chew something. What's the fingernails for? The claws down in the dirt. Your natural body's a beast. The natural desires are the beast nature, the base nature. That's not where it's at. You overcome the base nature, the beast nature, by the spirit walk. You still have to function down here. You still have to eat. You still have to sleep. You still have to claw and grab to pay the bills or whatever. And so that's where the marriage issue comes in, because you've got two people who have two different wills. One's trying to do God's will. The other one's not. And one's living in fear and not in faith. And you're going to have a, especially with in-laws and people trying to come in your house that you say shouldn't be in there, and they let them in, you're going to have a clash. It's going to be a fight. It's going to be a fight in the natural. And whoever's the best at fighting in the natural is going to win if you play the game. But if you put the boundaries up and say, no, we're not doing that, they're going to try to put you in jail. They're going to try to overpower you. And I'm talking about whether it's the saved woman or the saved man. When you're trying to do God's will, the other person is going to try to overpower you and to bring you back down to their will. Don't matter who it is. If they're not saved, male or female, they don't want to do God's will, and they don't want you to do God's will, because it's contrary to their whole nature. So it's best to get married when you're young, because you're going to have some fights. Man born of woman is full of trouble as the sparks fly upward. And the Bible talks about if you get married, you will have tribulation. You will have trouble. Because the marriage is based on the natural, the kingdom of Tyre. The natural realm is for birthing the natural. The spiritual seed of the Word of God is to birth the spiritual. So when you become a disciple and you forsake all others, how are you going to go backwards? How are you going to go backwards? You can't. You're contrary to the whole system. When you're in the Spirit, because of the Christ in you, you're contrary to the whole system. How can you go backwards? You can't. The Holy Spirit won't let you go backwards. That's why when you start to seriously grow, you keep growing. And it just keeps, it's like exponential growth. It's a trip. And you get away from them and you're like, I can't even talk to them. I can't even talk to them. They can't hear me. And when you start talking about the deeper things, they call you crazy. Why? Because they don't want to admit they're a machine. They don't want to admit they're running on an AI program. They don't want to admit they're running on a program just like that dog or that cat is just following its program. They don't want to admit it. They can't admit it. They are in an AI program already. And they can't admit it. That's sad. That's so sad, I don't even have words for it. This is why when you talk to Jezebel or one of them, and you notice that they're in that AI program, the worldly wisdom, and you notice that they have no conviction of sin, and you see people in church that they have no conviction of sin, the very thing that the preacher just talked about, they walk out and do, and you know it was directed towards them because you know that person. Hold on a second. Or you're married to them and you know that you took them to church and the preacher was talking directly to them, but they have no conviction of sin. They can't even hear it. It's like, we've been talking about this. We've been dealing with this for 6 months and the preacher just pinpointed it to the T. You didn't hear that? And then as soon as they realize, hey, oh, they want to run out the back door screaming and crying and yelling and because you pinpointed their issue. And they get, why would they scream? If it's an AI program, why would they scream and yell and run out the back door running from it if you know it's an AI program? Because they get their identity out of the AI program. And if you take away their identity, they die. Because that's their animation. They've been exposed. They're animated by the wrong spirit. They're animated by the machine, not the Spirit of God. And when you reveal it to them, they ought to be saying praise God, but because they want to hang on to that identity, they run out the back door screaming and crying and don't want to change because they want to do their will and not God's will. You'll never hear this again. This is what's happening. And to admit that you're in a program until Christ be birthed in you, until you admit it, you're not going to escape it.